Hey, Jazz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm so quiet, just pinging everybody
No,
up.
you're okay. I just wanted to say good morning.
Afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Queen. Hey, what's going on with you? How y'all doing today? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm trying to change my little PTR here.
Rosetta, come on up, Queen.
Morning,
Pick you up.
ladies. Good morning, ladies.
What's going on?
Nothing. It's hot as fuck out here already, and it's only 10 o'clock.
It
And it's supposed to be 104.
really? I don't know. I might be kind of ready for that.
I hate the heat. I hate it.
So, it'd be like cold here, so I'd be looking forward to a little heat, not a lot, but a little heat.
It's usually cold in Richmond. That's why for it to be 104, it's gonna be really, really hot.
Oh, that's crazy.
How is everybody else doing?
Hey ladies, I'm good. How y'all doing?
So, we about to get started real soon. You ready, Jazz?
I am.
Okay. So, welcome to Sister Code, everybody. So, Jazz and I were talking about, the recent breakup of Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. And I had asked Jazz, what was the reason that they broke up? Because I was just trying to figure out why it made, why it was such a big deal. And Jazz told me, you mind telling me what you told me?
That Lori wasn't ready to be all the way in love with Michael B. Jordan. She wanted more to be in the streets.
What was that last part you said, Jazz?
She wanted to be in the streets.
See, I Jazz, I knew you
Heard
said
y'all
something
salute to the
slick.
room. What's poppin',
Well,
Juice?
what's goody? Thank you for pulling up.
Yeah. Y'all know y'all ain't talking about Michael B. Jordan. I know y'all ain't up in here talking about him.
No, we talking about the part of their breakup, the reason for their breakup.
Oh, shit,
Now,
man.
I was left.
Future been told that nigga, yeah, he ain't want
That.
to.
Oh shit, Jazz, you just said something.
Man, Future made
Y'all are
songs and
crazy.
all that. Hey,
Y'all
no
are crazy.
disrespect, but she's a beautiful girl. She got a good family orientation. You feel me? Where she come from and all that.
But she's a.
So you Future dating her, break up with her and leave her within nigga a few months. It's something wrong. Y'all don't think so?
But is that a problem though?
Facts, YG.
That was not a problem. She, you know how many niggas she done went through in the industry that's mainstream?
But, like, my question I'm asking, again, is that, like, a problem, though?
Hell yeah. Right. When you got one nigga like him that's ready to shut down and bury you.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah. After Michael B. Jordan, I think she's the problem at this point.
She ain't gonna find another one, not of his caliber, that's like him, nigga, that's nice and loving. And she ain't gonna shit. She gonna find some more futures that ready to dog her out and move on. And don't give a fuck about no feelings. That's the type of nigga she seem like she need. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, I'm wondering if, are these men even, are they wanting these relationships? Or, I mean,
that's what they do. Like,
she's young.
Come on now.
No, I'm mad as hell she bit that good brother like that.
Yeah, but he is.
Nah, fuck. I'm mad as hell she did that good brother like that. That's a good brother.
Not saying that I ain't talking about his acting skills and that, but he might be too much of a good brother. He might be a
sinner. Yeah, that's why I said some people like the bad guys like Future. That like, you know, that's why I feel like
she's 35 and then she got her Carfax gonna be way down the street and wiped up.
Okay, I do know that. Okay, you guys got a point there. Like, I do know that. Oh, shoot. Come up, Lou. I do know that, like, at the end of the day, yeah, when it comes time to settle down, y'all do kind of, some of y'all, not all of y'all, do kind of think about the, you know, the background check. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's one
really
thing, like, if a girl was, she did her thing and nobody really knew. But it is a problem when everybody knows where that girl been.
Look, for instance, right, two porn stars. What's her name? Kalia, whatever, and then the other one, right? Mia Khalifa, whatever, right? She get married. Husband know they porn stars, all that shit. Accepted it. Marry her. Another one do the same thing. Accepted it. Marry her. When they asked the husband why, the reason why they filed for divorce, they both of the one of Mia Khalifa husband said he couldn't take it no more. A white dude of his friends and people emailing him gangbangs of her getting fucked by black dudes and this and that and third. He said he couldn't take this shit no more. But he accepted it. He proposed, married her, knew she was a porn star, knew she was doing all this crazy shit on there, still married her. But it's only so much a man can take, because y'all look for a man that you probably make more money than y'all, 6 feet tall, you know, look good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Man, we really don't care if a woman work at McDonald's, as long as you got your own going on, as long as you just look good. That's the first thing we going off of, looks, you feel me? Second thing, motherfucker gonna go off at the past. That's all, man. Don't nobody want no girl that, if you gonna pay full price for the car, you feel me, and I'm gonna pay all the bills, take care of everything, why would I want a girl that's around here on OnlyFans or whatever doing her way? Everybody seeing her shit for $9.99, but here I go spending $2,300 a month on the house, $1,000 on the car notes, and hell, that's how I might as well pay the $9.99 too.
Right, facts.
You feel me?
Then he probably thought he could take it though, like. He probably thought, well, she used to do that, I ain't got to worry about that. But when her family know, everybody, well, not everybody, but a whole bunch of people know who that Mia Khalifa is. So it ain't like you can escape it. And yeah, people probably been sending him inboxes and text messages and acting like he ain't know, but he knew anyway. But now he can't unsee that shit.
Yeah, like, you can't unsee that shit. Not with your wifey, not with the one you claim you love. You feel me? Nigga, body count matters to nigga. They might say it don't, but if you ever let your nigga really know a bad pass about you, shit, he might leave, yeah. Because that shit plays back of our heads. Nigga, you get to think.
Yeah, but YG, though. Come on. Okay, but YG, listen. Hold on, Callie. I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw this out in the air. Y'all don't like women that are normal, good girls, are calm. No, y'all like some spice, and y'all gotta admit that. Y'all like us to be a little psycho. Y'all like us to have a little experience when we get into that bedroom. Yeah. So I'm saying,
do you gotta get experience by fucking on 100 niggas, or a woman gotta get experience?
Well, all y'all can't fuck.
Whoa. Well, shit, train the nigga.
All y'all.
train that nigga, dude.
Right.
That's true. I see, I would do something like that. But I also know women that be like, I ain't got time. I just want to get my nut when I want it.
And then the ones they call the mama, but you gonna get your nut, but you ain't seeing mama. Ass Rick Collins and that chick he been dating for 10 years ain't never met his mama. What?
Because you ain't did that, nigga. He don't take you serious. He just dragging you along. He just the now, you know. And they're gonna take as much as they can get, because at the end of the day, women, y'all control the sex market. Y'all control who have sex, who y'all want to fuck, who want to do this and that. Nigga, we ain't got that choice. That's the choice. We be fucking everything we can get our hands on, you feel me? But at the end of the day, the man, we control, the feel me? Who gonna get married, who we want to marry, who we want to settle down, have kids, we didn't give our last name to. So, you feel me?
Okay, yeah, you got facts on that. You got facts on that. Okay. I can give you that. I can give you that. Y'all are like that.
Yeah.
But Callie, what point was you about to make, Callie, before I cut you off? Because I just had to put that in the air because, like, yeah, I mean, we might have to fuck on a few till we figure out who gonna get it right. And then we sometimes, because you gotta think, we learn from y'all too. It ain't just us. It ain't just us teaching y'all, but we learn from y'all too.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with a few Jews. We talking about dozens and dozens and dozens. You feel me? If you feel me, like, ain't nothing wrong with a girl going to do her. You just can't be too wild with it and out of pocket with, you feel me? You got niggas laughing behind my back and shit. Like, oh yeah, I seen his girl. Nigga, they was at the festival. She was going bananas behind backstage. Like, hold on. Like, shit like that, you feel me? Ain't nothing wrong. Go do you. Nigga ain't gonna know everything, but to you women, don't tell your niggas about your past if you got one. That shit gonna hurt his heart. Period. You don't always think about it.
Then we had
to talk. I'm a piggyback off that point. And ladies, please, whenever, like, you get that call from that nigga, that ex, don't tell your new nigga about it. Y'all got to stop trying. Like, yes, I get it. Whoever you with got to be your best friend. But some of that shit you got to keep to yourself, because it do bother your nigga. I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there. Okay, y'all go ahead.
And also, we had a discussion, I think, the other day about the energy that's transferred when you're having sex with somebody. You wonder why the girl jumping out of the fucking moon acting crazy shit. She done slept with 20 niggas in like 2 weeks. And then blowing off at her dude or whoever the hell else. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, y'all got an innie, we got an outie.
Man, she deserves what she did. Yeah, you fuck 20 niggas in a week, you deserve another porn star. You don't deserve no good nigga.
So do you feel the same way about the men that do the same behavior?
No.
What?
I don't date men, so I ain't worried about it.
Oh,
worried
about
it. Wow. For sure. Say it again.
Respectfully, I understand that, and I respectfully I do. But I'm gonna go off of what Jasmine said. In this situation where these two individuals, it's a common denominator. And at this point, anybody to me that's not about having a girl that's out there like that and they choose to go along and be with her, they're setting themselves up for failure.
Hold on, repeat that word, that last bar, I missed it.
So basically, anyone at this point that dates her moving forward and wants to be with her, that's not about that life, that, you know, if she's really out there just being with anybody, mm-hmm. then they're setting themselves up for failure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, go ahead, YG.
My thoughts with her is, I just feel, all right, you already in the public eye, right? Just like Jennifer, what's her, I forget her last name. What's her name, woman?
Who, Lopez?
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez, her name slipped my brain, for real. Jennifer Lopez, people like that. That's how Lori, I see Lori Harvey. She ain't gonna be able to settle down because her past gonna always come back. You feel me? She get billionaires, all kind of niggas taking her everywhere. You feel me? Like, niggas of her dream. Yeah, they proposing all that shit. String her along, it lasts, nigga. Soon as it come time, them niggas run. Cold foot. I'm good. Niggas would do anything. Even rich niggas like that, they'd do anything. They'd string you along and all that. But when the time come, Nah, I'm good. Yeah, your pad. Yeah, you thought I was gonna marry you. She got billionaires proposing to her, stringing her along, nigga, and dumping her when it come time to all the way getting down to that altar. Niggas ain't gonna marry that. Not when you got a past like that. That just be for now. Even rich niggas like that would do anything to keep a woman by their side that they wanna have sex with or be intimate with. You feel me?
Yeah.
Michael
yeah,
B. Jordan yeah. trying to take her to Wakanda and she trying to go to Sodom and
Gomorrah. Yeah, she fucked up.
Hey!
She fucked up. Oh, you said she trying to go where?
Wait a minute. That's all y'all.
She
trying to go to Sodom and Gomorrah. He trying to take her to Wakanda.
Hey. I ain't gonna lie. I like that a little bit. But anyways, let me ask y'all this, though. Have y'all ever been in a similar situation whereas you like somebody so much? Like, you just like them a lot, but then it's like you just couldn't commit to them. Or have you been in situations where you like somebody so much and you thought you were going to be able to build something with them and they just went the other way?
Is it off their past or just some genuine shit?
It could be, you don't know. It could be for any reason. It's just that you just just don't work for some reason.
If it's off the past, I'll tell you one thing for sure. This all on it, right? It's already hard enough for a nigga to get sex, right? Especially a nigga that ain't got nothing going for himself, you feel me? He gonna be able to get what he can get, you feel me? Like, so, even if a nigga that's not getting it like that, if he know you got a path, he's never gonna tell you the truth. Like, yeah, I ain't gonna marry you. I don't wanna have kids with you. Cause it's already hard enough to get sex. He gonna string you along as long as he could, you feel me? To better get that pom pom. Cause the nigga probably ain't getting nothing from nowhere else. As far as like you women, y'all can hit a nigga in the DM in the back. Where you at? Yeah, come get this shit, nigga. I'm on my way.
That's facts.
Before I got married, it was the one chick I was digging like a mug. But the only thing is, she was right, but her body count was way too high. And in the morning when she wake up, her breath smelled like fucking dick. And I couldn't take that shit. And that's just keeping it real.
Whoa.
So that shit got high, but she might be the perfect wife for somebody else, but not for me. I can't do that.
I need you to elaborate more on that. When you say her breath is smelling like that, is that like, you meaning you thinking that?
No, it reminds, get up in the morning, shit, it smell like dick. It don't smell like morning breath, it smell like dick. I'm like, man.
Like a condom?
I ain't never tell her.
Wait, what?
It smell like a condom?
What does dick smell like?
Yeah, I'm
gonna ask
you.
Yo, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Or maybe that was my mind telling me that, but I'm just being honest. Shit.
Not cause for real, what it smell
like? Suck
my dick, but you know, not pause. I ain't trying to.
Does it smell like your nobody. Dick?
I don't know. Kyle ain't never smelled my dick. But
so then, how you know it?
Well, maybe it, kinda clean maybe that it up. Was my dick. I don't goddamn know, but I didn't like this shit. I ain't never smelled that shit over. Yeah. So
if she was giving you some top, could it be safe to say that it was your own wee-wee you were smelling?
Hey, yo, Jules.
No, let her hit you with the verse.
YG. I ain't felt like that.
YG.
Maybe that was her.
I'm sorry. I thought that was you.
Go ahead, let your play.
Maybe
guys.
It was just like that. And I don't know, goddammit. Maybe it was a mind thing. I don't know. It just, maybe that was her morning breath. But it made me think of shit. Your breath smell like dick. I don't know. But I done been with other women, and I ain't never felt that way before. It smelled like, so it ain't me. It just, I don't know. Maybe they just, I don't know.
Yeah, gang, I think it was a mind thing because you already knew about her past. So you feel me? Your mind was saying, you feel me? Yeah, that halitosis in the back. Bitch, you sucking somebody else's dick in the morning.
That's what made me ask, because it seemed like a mental thing, because I'm trying to figure out how you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like it be like that, Juice, for real. Niggas don't forget shit. Niggas gonna always remember. So in the back of your mind, you gonna be like, man, anything you see that's out of place. Like, man, this bitch, she's still doing that bullshit.
Not fucking with her heavy. It was just, that shit was like,
I know for a fact that if my husband knew my whole history, we wouldn't be married.
Yeah, keep that bitch hidden. Keep it hidden, hidden, hidden. Like a treasure box.
You may not want to say that on here. Is the replay zone? So that shit
he don't even know how to get on Clubhouse. But, yeah,
but why'd you say that though?
Because he wouldn't. I just know.
Oh yeah, that's the second question. What kind of pass did you have? If you don't mind asking.
Well, I spontaneous. I don't think it would be my pass, but some of the people I dated, I think if he knew that I revisited it later, we wouldn't be married. It's a couple of people that
I understand.
It's a couple of people that I've dated that I don't think that he would have been cool with.
Yeah, but that's none of his business with who you dated in the past.
Unless
you know what I mean. He shouldn't judge you. He shouldn't judge you off of who you dated in the past, though. You know
but
what I mean?
That's what y'all doing right now.
Because none of us will be married if we was going to start judging each other from the past and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
But that's what y'all doing. The past, people that they dated.
Now, we talking about people they fucked, not dated. Dating and fucking, two different things.
We're not judging them off the past. We just saying that's the reason why we maybe didn't marry them, or maybe we didn't take them to wifey. We were still messing around with them. We just didn't make them that one.
Yeah, I can't get the car for full price when another nigga paying $2. That's out.
No, I don't need nothing more.
I'm trying to get the $2 special too. You feel me, Shari? Fuck that talk.
This nigga in line waiting on that $2 special.
And God damn it.
Man, my apple's tripping.
Alright, but your Ferrari got 84 goods. Mine got 2020 goods.
Man, same year. Hold on. I'm trying to get the 2020 guts.
So you guys made a good point about, like, sometimes women have to be cautious about men that are just really just looking out for intimacy versus ready to, you know, build or settle down. I think there's a lot of situations that have happened when people really like somebody, like they really, really like them, and then boom, like nothing just comes of it.
Yeah, it be like that sometimes. And question to you, woman, just since we off the Lori Harvey shit, how come y'all always says no good niggas around there that want to take you with your path, like Michael B. Jordan take her race, set of them, marry a nigga, his stat or dick can get any woman he want. That all y'all be falling out over him. Oh, Michael B. Jordan. I don't be want to hear his name sometimes. Y'all be saying it so damn much. You hear me? But how come when a nigga like that ready to settle down a good nigga, y'all dog him out?
Chose the wrong woman.
Yeah, I was gonna say that woman's in the wrong mindset. Either she didn't know what she was looking for, because she doesn't know what a real man is and what a real man isn't. Or, you know, it could just be a factor of she think that she's just so great and so wonderful that whenever that time comes, any man would be happy to have her.
But could you say that with her from being with her past, how she was falling over and chasing after future, but he was dogging her out?
I think she was going for him, chasing him.
Then she got Steve Harvey as her dad, who talking about think like a man, making books and how to be a player and all this shit, all this knowledge and game. He dropping on niggas that he hating on us about, you feel me? She got both of them in his corner. You still feel like that?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, when it comes time to settle down and build, a lot of times men are not going to be only looking at, like, they're going to not only be looking at, like, the physicalities, but they're going to be looking like, well, can we build more? Like, meaning, like, can we merge both of our incomes and whatever extra assets we have to build more to, you know, to make sure our kids have and, you know, build generational wealth. You know, we have seen numerous amounts of times where we've seen, people of a certain stature of money or means merge together, and they're not a good looking couple, or somebody has had a spicy past, whether it would be something criminal possibly involved, or,
you know, any some type of scandal. It doesn't matter when it comes to actually, like, you know, trying to build generational wealth.
Because it was funny, everybody thought Offset and Cardi are going to fall out, but there's real genuine love.
They have compatibility.
And again, we're only looking at the good times, the stuff that they posted, you know, to show that they was in love. How, what if he just wasn't what she wanted? You know what I mean? Like, he might have some tics that she didn't like, or things she just knew she couldn't live with that he did. I mean, how do we know that it wasn't just him?
Yeah, she wanted Future.
Hell, he probably can't fuck.
Nah, she need, wow. She need a nigga like, wow. Future. I ain't gonna lie to you. With 6, 7, 8 baby mamas, and they ain't wanna say they're gonna do him, chase him on the jet.
She probably like, nah, that ain't gonna work with me every day with this. Nah, bro, you ain't, nah. You gotta put you in class or something.
Right, I was gonna say, ladies, like, you know, we have to always keep in perspective. I wanna ask the ladies this. Do we always think that thug love is the best, or can you really go for that geek love? I just want to know how the ladies feel about that.
Before y'all answer, let me say one thing. The good guys always get ran over for some reason. Remember that.
I mean, I think that you could want both the thug and the good guy. I mean, I think you can get both in some men.
Damn, that's the only one.
The rest of the ladies? The rest of the ladies? I was going to say, what happened to the rest of the ladies? Are you going for the nerd, or are you going for the bad boy when it comes to settling down and making sure you're sexually compatible?
I'll give my testimony, Jules. I've been married for 20 plus years. I'm not going to say exactly how many. But when I was young and I first started dating and stuff, all I was attracted to was thugs. But I end up marrying the geek.
Ooh. And how do I want to ask this in a tasteful way? And you're very happy in all areas, right? And I'm talking mental, spiritual, and physical. You know what I mean by physical.
Yes, I am now. I would not say the whole 20 plus years I was, but on the physical aspect, I've always been happy.
Well, I just want to put a disclaimer out there. Like, there's some nerds that really know how to pluck every single cord. You know, it's really honestly about the man. You know, you can have a man that know how to pluck every single cord down below, and he also can pluck every single cord up there, which is gonna really lead to the heart. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there to the ladies, just in case they didn't know.
I agree.
I also think it's what the man represents. Like, when I met my husband, I have a disabled son, and he took care of my son like he was his. So by him being that type of person, I think that's what drew me to him most, knowing that I would have stability and somebody that would care for me and my son. And I really didn't weigh out the other stuff. Even though I'm happy upstairs and down, I don't think that's the main reason for me to pick somebody just because he's good in bed, if that makes sense.
So, wait. Are you telling me you forfeited the bedroom area? Because he took...
No. I didn't say that.
Okay. Okay.
I said, by him, you know, caring for us. Yeah, but I'm very happy all the way around. Like, yeah. But again, even if I wasn't, I would teach him how to love me. It really, I mean, any man can be taught how to love you and please you. It's not that hard. You just have to be honest with him and tell him what you want and not just let him do whatever he thinks that's making you happy. You have to.
What you want?
I want to read something I just seen on Facebook, and I want to get your thoughts on it regarding the situation. So a woman posted, she said, okay, I'm going to just say it. Men are upset that they can't humble Lori Harvey. No matter how many bodies she has, she remains desirable and unbothered, and men can't stand it. There are 300 think pieces on how perfect Michael B. Jordan is and how she should settle with him because he loved her despite her having a past. Meanwhile, Beyonce, Ciara, Felicia Rashad, and so many women who check all of society's boxes get cheated on, left, and heartbroken daily. But boys will be boys. Black women don't owe you their bodies, youth, freedom, or commitment because you're a good guy if they don't want you.
I'm guessing that that's...
I was waiting for YG to come off his mic after that.
He's talking to us, straight up. Hey, that manipulation, that shit, y'all better not listen to that, because at the end of the day, women thrive and drive off of happiness, nigga. Unconditional love come from a woman having a child. Not saying that all women want child, but 90% of women, if you ask them, want to be married, nigga, and have kids. That's where the unconditional love gonna come from, because women like to love hard. You feel me? So that bullshit she talking about, man, y'all listen to that shit. If you want to, you gonna have two dogs.
Nah, on top of on top of that, real men don't give a shit that she, if she humble herself, that she wrote that thinking that men think how women do. Men don't give a fuck how many men she slept with. The only thing we give a fuck about how many men she slept with, if we take her home to mama. She ain't one we take her home to mama, but we'll smash her.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't give a fuck. They be, y'all be going thinking, man, give a shit. We don't give a fuck.
And we don't. And another thing, the only reason why we as men, like, goddamn, why she dog Michael B out, because we know this a good nigga at the end of the day, you feel me? A good brother, you feel me? And then we know her past and the nigga she was chasing after wanting to humble and settle down with that was dogging her out. So we like, okay, she done went through all this. Now she finally got a good nigga. I ain't gonna lie, nigga, y'all future different. He don't give a fuck. He had 3-7 nigga while she walked through the door and tell her to step to the left. You feel me? But she chasing the nigga like that. Wanted to marry a nigga like that.
And see, that's the difference. And see, Sierra had him at first, but she didn't want no nigga like that. So she went and got her a good dude and been with dude ever since. But no, nobody care if she got down, you know what I'm saying? Don't be thinking into that like we give a fuck if she humble herself and that. We don't give a shit. We just know, well, she ain't going home to mommy. She going home. She going to the hotel.
And then another thing is, man, you feel me? We look at it and already know. A lot of women want to either date a dude that's either the same tier as them as far as income and making shit or above them, you feel me, as far as income and being able to make something happen, you feel me? Women like to date up, right? So you take a girl like that that's already a millionaire, right? So she already looking at 10%. A 10% of the market, a man that you make over 6 figures a year. Then she want him to look good, a certain height and all. You narrow it down, that's probably 3% of men she chasing after. These men that got multiple and dozen of women the same that look like her, not gonna settle down with her. Why would they when they got bundles of candy coming at them, bro? So she's not gonna go date an average type of nigga, you feel me, to settle down with. It's gonna be hard for her. So when you get a nigga of your stature, you feel me, make more than you above, and he ready to settle down, like us as men, we be looking like, shit, ain't gonna happen again. Look at all the other niggas in her stature she try to date. Oh, they all dogged her ass out.
Well, Wait till he get off the phone. Bang, I want you to know for the record, you're the biggest troll on Clubhouse right now.
For real.
Y'all look at his PTR. He trying to trigger y'all. Don't fall for it, ladies.
Good night.
He's on the what? The third row? He's the last one on the third row.
Okay.
Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels.
Nigga that passed away,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not doing this in Sister Cole. Y'all can kindly take those PTRs right on down. You. Thank you.
The Godfather is never wrong.
You take that PTR right away. Thank you.
I said y'all gonna do Kevin Samuels, the dating advice. All he did was give advice.
He said, ma'am, you're average at best.
Good night. Shouldn't you be sleeping, sir? Shouldn't you be laying down somewhere, sweetie? Take that away.
Nah, but I didn't get bothered by Kevin Samuels because a lot of women wanted dating advice, and according to him, you know, he made a good, decent amount of money matchmaking, and he said he, you know, built a lot of relationships. I never heard a couple that came forth and said, hey, you know, because of Kevin Samuels, we got together, but they said he had a, you know, a little group chat. So I don't know how that went.
Every married couple I know got together because of Kevin Samuels.
Ladies, Meg is a troll.
That they got together. It made their relationship better, or whatever his outlook on certain things. Kevin Samuel, he just like a nigga. I think the thing that would rub him the wrong way, you feel me, is he was too vulgar with you women. He was doing barbershop talk. He can't do that.
Man, Kevin Samuels was a trick. He came on shows with prostitutes, but giving advice to women on why they not in a relationship.
I could have sworn they caught the nigga and he was widow. He the same nigga talking about he don't date white girls and this and that. They caught the nigga.
They cut the prostitutes.
Yeah, I got a quick question when y'all get done.
Go ahead, TJ. Go ahead,
who's the next Kevin Samuels?
I knew somebody was going to ask
podcast.
YG. YG.
The Fresh and Fit podcast.
It is going to be YG.
You know what I'm saying? Like the
no, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be somebody who is younger. I do. It's not going to be no OG. It's going to be somebody YG. Who's younger.
Shit, I'm only 33. It ain't going to be me.
Hey, I'm following you right now.
You at the age, because that is... No, because 30. Yes, because in the 30s, that's when you guys are most confused.
Hell no.
20s, in 20s, in the 20s, y'all want to fuck. 30s, that's when y'all don't know what y'all want.
What?
40s, y'all got it all figured out.
Shit, not for some of us niggas that grew up fast and been getting money since a kid.
You know what? You got a point there. See, I'm not thinking in terms of... You know, street years. Okay, you got a point.
Nigga really had money at 15, 16 cars. I was living fast. I ain't gonna lie.
So, we have somebody who is in the age group that I was referring to, and I would like for him to come up off of his mic and give his thoughts on the situation, because I want to know where his head's at, where a possible 20-year-old male's head is at when it comes to the whole dating thing. He knows who I'm talking to. Come off your mic, sir.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Elaborate. I ain't gonna put my boy out there. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
I missed it. I dropped my book. Yeah. Okay. No, because I wanted to see where you know, like he said, I'm not wrong, where, you know, where men are at usually, typically. And I, like I said, like you said, you correct me, because I wasn't thinking in terms of street years. Now, you would have to break that down. I was just thinking in terms of the everyday average man. So, in their 20s, men just want to, you know, explore, you know, really get all into it. That's when they get money and start getting access to things. And 30s, that's when they're confused, have to figure it out. 40, you know, usually everything is pretty much settled or whatever. But YG, you could break it down in terms of street years.
Shit, you know, when you out there, you feel me, getting money young, growing up, I think you experience your life. Your teen years be like your 20s, 21. You living like you in college and all that already. You feel me? You able to buy things, go places. Like, feel me? Vegas. I think it was in casinos at 16. You feel me? So it's like your lifestyle is a little more different. It's a little farther advanced. Make you grow up a little faster.
And he's correct about that because, you know, I tell you guys all the time, my husband's 10 years younger than me. Never would have thought in a million years I would settle down with somebody that extremely younger than me. But he's right. It's because my husband grew up in those street years. So, you know, it's like kind of, I don't know. I guess you want to say he's right. It's just different. So basically, like,
yeah, the average is so, different, you feel me?
Yeah, so my husband's 32, right? He's 32. So he's at the age where he's trying to, you know, he's figuring it out. He's ready to settle down. You know what I mean? And it happened a little earlier because, you know, he's going by according to street years.
He was already living like he was 21 when he was 16, 15.
Yes, there you go. So, ladies, I'm saying that you be thankful to what me and YG just put out there to y'all, because y'all might be looking in the wrong age group. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. If y'all looking to settle down, y'all might be sitting there talking about, I can't be with somebody who's younger than me. You might be missing out on your soulmate. I'm just saying.
I totally agree with that.
I know one of y'all men got something to say. I'm just waiting for one of y'all to say something.
Shit, I'm driving. Otherwise, I've been talking a whole bunch of shit. Y'all niggas better back me up.
Yeah, I've been up there with you.
Facts, facts.
Say something.
Cool Breeze, what you think about all this? Have you ever had a situation where you love somebody or you like somebody and, no, you just said, nah, I can't do this.
Yeah, man. I've been in a situation like that, but it was because she flip-flop. You know what I'm saying? She was inconsistent. It was one minute it was like this, and the next minute it was like that. But, you know, I feel like females just want emotional variety anyway, just like men want women variety at some point. Like, I believe it's like... Mm-hmm. It's whenever, it's, I guess it depends on where they at in their mind and what age they at. You know what I'm saying? And the mental, that shit, it really don't go by age. It go by a decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you old don't mean you mature. And just because you young don't mean you immature. So I guess it depends on where they at in their life to determine what they want out of life. You know what I'm saying?
So is that acceptable that women want, you know, how did you see it, Cool Breeze, that emotional variety from different men? Is that acceptable? Nah, yeah, maybe.
Nah. That ain't acceptable depending on what you're trying to have as. If you want it as your main, nah. But if you just want to fuck, then yeah, that's cool, because ain't nothing that you got to just deal with. I mean, but that feeling be coming and going, you know what I'm saying? A female that's, you know what I'm saying? A lot of females don't like to sport fuck. They don't want to just fuck on a lot of different dudes. But at the same time, like, again, it depends on what she had in her mind or what she had in her life.
You say sport fuck?
Yeah, like fuck different dudes off and on, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 minute they in a 2-year relationship, next minute they in a 3-week fuck ship. But then, you know, that's how most men move. Women typically don't move like that.
Yeah, I definitely get it. I just never heard it that way.
But what do y'all females feel like men want, though?
I think that, like, it's different for every man, because I think that, like, you know, you can have a woman who has a great career. You know, she could be easy on the eyes. You know, she could be, you know, extremely supportive. But I feel like sometimes, because, like, maybe her attention her attention goes towards her career, her job, it causes, like, the men to kind of, I'm not going with the intimidation thing, but maybe they feel like, well, she's busy, so maybe I can go over here and just start entertaining here or there. You know, I feel like that's oftentimes an issue. But I also think men like to feel needed. Not necessarily 100% dependent on, because they like their women to be independent. But I think that men like to feel needed. Like, they like to know that they're, you know, that they're providing something, you know, not just only money, but, you know, some type of security, you know, protection.
Men want to be appreciated, period. Like, you can, I mean, like, it can take, like, just simple as a hug it's anything. I can't even put it in words. Like, it could be something small, like, come on, baby, you know I love you, da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. You're a great father. I'm glad you're a great man. So it could be a small compliment like that, but you compliment your man like that and see what the fuck happened. Then they might get up and start cleaning up the house.
I think if a female can show how much value she got outside of sex, that's going to make her hard to replace with a dude. You know what I'm saying? As long as she can show it, because when a nigga meet another female, if he got one already, the first thing he gonna be like, well, damn, is she worth replacing, or is she worth goddamn not even paying attention to? And both of them give up sex, so that ain't gonna never be a deciding factor. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna always be something like, well, is she considerate? You know what I'm saying? Do she reflect the same thing that is she put in, the same thing that I put in? You know what I'm saying? Is she matching my energy? Do we get along? Is she easy to deal with? You know what I'm saying? Is she easy to coach? And, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be, but it never be a lot of the times on her pussy better than the other one, because to be honest with you, that ain't just a deciding factor, bro.
I had a thought that I wanted to put out there, and I was just trying to figure out which way I want to go with it. I mean, I feel like men say they want these things, but when they get it, it's like, I don't know. I just feel like they look the other way. And I don't know about this, like, complimenting men too much and showing appreciation, because sometimes you can compliment and show so much appreciation for a man, it go to his head, and he start thinking that every female feel like that. You know?
Nah, I ain't talking about compliment, showing appreciation for the type of man he is, or father he is. I ain't talking about you look good and all that shit. Nah, like, showing him you appreciate this, that he take care of the kids, spend time with the kids, even though that's what he's supposed to do. But you feel what I'm saying? Like, appreciate your man. Like, that's, it ain't just compliments and making the nigga feel like a big head. It just, I appreciate you, baby. You going to work, well, you just, you know what I'm saying?
That is a compliment. So,
well, it, but you talking about, so that's going to make somebody get the big head because you telling your...
Hell yeah! Your
significant it's, other,
it don't great, take, it don't take much to blow a man's head up.
It's going to make him be even a better father. Continue being a great father. That's gonna blow my head up because you said, "Well, you know, I'm glad. I'm, you know, I'm glad that you, you there. You always taking the kids out, blah blah blah. You do 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 do." But y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all don't like hearing that.
Yeah, of course we do. But you know,
when you had said when men get certain things that they ask, say they want, they when they get it, they act like they don't want it or whatever. That's what some dude saying about that Laura Harvey girl. She walked, she screamed that she want. Well, women scream that they want a good nigga, but it'd be like a, you know what I'm saying? As soon as they get it, they dip out like they don't really want it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like in Laura Harvey's situation, if we're gonna go with that, I feel like the man she wanted was the one she wanted to be good, if that makes any sense.
Yes, I agree with you on that, sis.
Yeah, the one that was slanging the wood, she wanted to be good, but he ain't good. The one that's good ain't slanging the wood, and she don't want.
But what's good to others may not be good to someone else. So we may view Michael B. Jordan as being a good man, but maybe that's not what a good man is to her. And isn't she entitled to that?
Well, you know, you can.
Oh, good question.
You can say the same thing about Megan Good. You know what I'm saying?
Break it down.
She had a good dude. You know what I'm saying? It lasted for a little minute, and she dipped out. But when she dipped out and got with another dude, it was a nigga that's completely different. You know what I'm saying? It was a white battle rapper or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Some dude that was way rougher than what she was married to. You see what I'm saying?
My thought with relationships in general is sometimes, especially long-term stuff, you can feel one way in the beginning, but as you grow into your own person and learn your own likes and dislikes and things that you may like, some things that you possibly found desirable about that person at one point, that can change. Like, you may not feel like that's something that you're attracted to, or you probably didn't notice it before or pay attention to it because you was blinded by the butterflies you get in the beginning, how someone makes you feel, and just being around that person. That can definitely take place and has happened before too. And it could have been with Lori. You know, she probably was trying to overlook things and gave him some chances. Like, sometimes with women, we do give chances, like, even when we're not happy. We still try to figure things out and still try to see, well, maybe it's me, maybe I'm tripping. Let me see if it'll change. Like, men, usually if there's some shit not they're not feeling, they usually, like, cut out kind of fast. So with her, I maybe just think she probably just realized some things about him and some things she could have went through and realized some stuff about herself. Like, a lot of women are on their own separate journeys these days. They're discovering themselves. They're spending a lot of time with themselves. They're going in solitude. They're meditating. And they're getting these, you know, messages that they may not necessarily know how to convey to their partner, but they just know how they feel. And sometimes they may just wake up one day and just feel like this just isn't what I want. Like, this person just isn't what I want. And it doesn't even mean like she wants to return to the streets or just be out and about with other people. She's just not feeling that person no more. And that should be okay. You know, it should be okay for her to have tried. But at the end of the day, you got to be happy for yourself. You shouldn't be with somebody because you feel bad for them or they feel they love you. You with them just for the sole purpose because they love you and they feeling you and they want to be with you. But what about you? What about what you want? What about how you feel? You have to be able to pour into yourself from your own full cup and pour into others as well. So if you're not happy, everything around you is just not going to be good. Like, you're just not going to have the mood for certain things anymore. And that could be her issue versus her just wanting to be free and roam the street. She probably doesn't want to be a mom just yet. She probably doesn't want to be a wife just yet. That comes with a lot of pressure. It's hard doing that shit. It's hard settling down and just being committed to one person. Michael B. Jordan, he's at a point, he has an established career. He has things set up. He probably at the point where he feel like his clock is ticking. He is not up in age, but he, you know, he's older than 20 something. So at this point, he may want a wife. He may want children. He may want to settle down. And she's probably just not ready for that. And that shouldn't be held against her because she's not ready to settle down.
I feel you. I mean, I don't expect for nobody to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? You only can, like, hope for the best. You know what I'm saying? But I do think, you know what I'm saying, you need to, like, everybody, men and women, just expect what you give and give what you expect. You know what I'm saying? That's just the best way to get a more, I guess you could say, effective outcome at the whole situation, for real.
That's why they say you should just be happy to experience people and not try to possess them, right? Because you don't own no one. No one's yours forever. Like, things can happen. Someone can pass away. Someone can wake up and feel like they don't want to be with you no more and be out the fucking door in a brand new relationship with somebody else the whole time without you knowing anything. So I think that if we go into relationships not expecting someone to give us this certain thing or give us this certain feel, but just experience them for who they are and enjoy the time with them. If things progress, then fabulous. If they don't, that's okay. We got to pick up and keep going. Like, I've been in a long-term relationship for a long time, 16 years, almost 17. And I had a battle with myself. Like, how would I feel like if things don't work? Dude, I used to feel like, oh my God, like if this doesn't work, like this is going to be the end of my life. Like everything is going to come crashing down, be fucked up. But at this point, like, yes, I would be hurt, but still, like, I got to pick up and I got to keep going with my life. Like, I still have kids to raise. I got to live and I got to be good for them. So I'm not trying to possess nobody. I'm going to experience you to the max, however long the law allows us to be together and experience each other. But do I want to possess you? Do I want to own you? Do I really want to be like, oh, you're mine forever? I don't want to set myself up for that heartbreak necessarily. So I'm just hoping everybody just can find whatever it is that they're looking for, whatever completes them and feel happy. Like, you got to feel for somebody who literally speaks to every part of you. And a lot of people don't do that. They can speak to one part of you, but necessarily another part might not be that great. You guys are not compatible there. So it's just about finding somebody who's all around. And maybe with her, that's a longer journey than others. She maybe have to, you know, get out and find somebody else today. And that's okay if she has to do that.
I mean, so what do y'all think that, in today's time, that long-term relationships is really not what's going on or what will ever be going on? Like, basically, is a long-term relationship outdated, or do y'all think that it just depends on who the individuals are?
Depends on the individuals. I think there's still some people out here in the young generation, too, that believe in courting and, you know, and dating. And I mean, we're looking at this two right here. They're young, but at least one of them has a mindset that they want to. I think there's still going to be marriages and long-term relationships. We just might not see them in the same traditional ways that we have.
Yeah, I know that ain't gonna be traditional the ones way we did, because I mean, shit, the internet provided people with a whole lot of options. So with a lot of options come with a little amount of tolerance. So it's like the first sign of something that you would normally, probably before the internet, wouldn't even consider a deal breaker. Now it's a deal breaker because you know you can just easily just whip your phone out and find somebody that looks either better or at least is equally as good and try to pursue that. So it's just like, I guess because of the options, made dating a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, microwavable in a sense, you know what I'm saying?
And so many people are like caught up on what social media's definition of dating and being in love is. They feel like, oh, somebody buys you a whole bunch of gifts, then they love you, and that's love. And if your person doesn't do this on a specific day, then that means they don't love you. You know, I think that most of those gifts be making up for some bullshit that ended on the back burner that wasn't posted. Like, I always feel like that. Like, some of those gifts are for those purposes. We don't know what goes on behind those cameras. Like, once they log out of the social media, we don't know what they go through. We don't know the fights and everything until something gets nasty and gets leaked by mistake. But for the most part, like, you know, a lot of people are clouded by what they see, and they try to emulate that in real life, especially without having the money and without having certain connections, and they're just living off of posts and what they see. They want to have, you know, multiple partners, or they want to chase someone who has a certain amount of money, and that's just what our society looks like today. Just looking in me, just being someone who's always watching how things change and how people view relationships, like, I always want to know. And I'm looking, and I'm like, I see a lot of people just trying to keep up with what the hell is going on social media, and they don't have a clue what that takes, what those people go through to really have to wake up and even put on a front for just to take a picture. Because all it is a business. They get paid for everything they post, whether it's good or bad, whatever the hell, they're going to get a check for it. So they can get up in there and fake a smile. Like, we don't know what went on behind that. We don't know the energy or what even effort or struggle that it took for them to get out of bed that day. Like, we really don't know. We just see these pictures and people fall in love with that idea of someone lavishing, spending money and just giving you a whole bunch of gifts and giving you all this shit that doesn't really mean anything if you guys don't have a connection. Like, I'm not into materialistic things. Like, I don't feel like if a person buying me something, that means that they're crazy about me or they love me to death. Like, I need to see, like, action and effort, and I need to see, like, your thoughts play out about me in front of my face. Like, I need to see a visual of that. I don't want someone who's, oh yeah, I think about her and I care about her in a way, but they don't display that. Like, how am I gonna know unless I'm not seeing those things? Like, I don't know how you feel if you don't show me. So, just, I think a lot of us, not us in this room, but just people in general, are just focused on what social media has and what social media shows. And they try to live their lives that way, and they just can't do it. Like, it never works out. It's not the same energy. You're not around the same people, and you don't have the same pressures that those people with money have every day to get up and fake the front. So, I think a lot of us just need to focus on what's around us and what we provide, what we bring to the table, what our partners bring, and stop trying to compete with things we see on social media, because half of that should be fake. Some people don't be happy. They're just putting on the front. A lot of them are miserable as hell.
Yeah, and there are no examples of relationships that people can follow. It's kind of like parenting. You kind of use what worked with you, what you liked growing up, what didn't work for you, what you didn't like, and you try to apply it, but if there's no real examples to see or learn from, then how can somebody else reciprocate what they don't know even exists or know how to feel or how to love somebody on any level if they never had that or never shown that from their parents or whoever? How can they show that to their significant other when they do get in a relationship with somebody? You feel me? There's no example. So they like just freestyling off of freestyling, and I don't even... It's not anything I can go off of. And it, like you said, everybody paying attention to social media. You got people like what, CJ So Cool, when my daughter kept saying, look, they broke up, Dad. I said, baby, girl, you can't believe everything you see on the internet. Them folks did not break up. That's for more views. I said, I bet you anything, give it by the month, they're going to be right back together like nothing happened. And they did. And they can't tell me that there wasn't no publicity stunt. You got these kids crying because they done broke up. But these are the only examples that you have of a family or a unit or a love, a black love. Oh, yeah, yeah, he's got, yeah, he do all this for your kids. And then I broke up. But y'all ain't telling them that this shit is all for show. And now these folks, you know what I'm saying? Is that what they follow, an example like that? Or who do they follow for an example to show someone how to love? Sorry to be long-winded, but I just learned it.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
I mean, yeah, they say the same thing about Trika and Kevin Gates, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I just look at it like, bro, social media, people get it misunderstood, thinking that you can, like,
correlate reality with social media, man, it's a major disconnect with social media and reality. I mean, just because we experience social media within reality, it don't mean that we can equate it to reality. You know what I mean? It's just like playing a video game. Yeah, we playing it in real life, but we can't goddamn it associate the shit that we do on this motherfucker to real life.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the same way you gotta look at social media. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're gonna always see the pretty shiny side on social media. You'll never see, you know what I'm saying, a bad hair day or a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, breaking up and unless it's a publicity sign. You know what I'm saying? Or you'll never see them arguments about, you know what I'm saying, them thinking that, you know, you looking at another bitch or looking at another nigga or whatever the case may be. You'll never see that. You're gonna always see their best days, their best moments. You know what I'm saying? They braggadocious lifestyle, that side. You ain't gonna never see the fact that they had to put their bill on hold because the money wasn't there, or they had to get that extension of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or they car got repo because they had to pay the house note. You know, shit like you'll never see that because it ain't, you know, social media is almost like an escape from reality. So, of course, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna build up this persona and this whole, you know what I'm saying, image that you wanna be seen at all times. So that's why a lot of time gets spent on social media, because that's the reality and the lifestyle and the reputation that a person want to be known as in reality. So it's just like, okay, well, that's why that most of their time go on social media. So that's why I think that, you know, people tend to conflate reality with social media, and it is having a adverse effect on reality and relationships and anything else that you deal with in the real world when you disconnect from social media.
Yeah, nobody's checking that now either, because they do the same thing with video games. You can't tell me these kids ain't playing real life GTA. They really think that's real, and they equating that to real life. They don't have nobody to tell them, now that shit is not real. You can't respawn after somebody hits you with a chopper. You can't goddamn just get right out of jail if you done killed somebody, hit them with a car or whatever. But there ain't nobody telling them that, so they ain't knowing. So they equating everything they see on the tube, radio, music, or whatever is real. And ain't nobody telling them that shit ain't real.
Yeah, it's all the program, you know, just like if you listen to your favorite song enough, pretty soon you'll know the lyrics like you wrote it yourself. You'll be able to do the melodies and the ad-libs. You'll be able to do all that just like you wrote it, because you sat there and you studied it and you had it shoved down your throat every day, daily. And a lot of people, they really don't know how to separate the two. That's why they say it's good to always take a break whenever you can and just log out. Like, most of that stuff is fake. Like, you're going to always catch up. If you feel like you missed something, you're going to be able to get a recap somewhere. Like, you're going to see it again floating around. It's always going to be there. But it's definitely good to just stay in tune with yourself more and just be alone with your own thoughts if you have to for some time, just so you don't get caught up in that, because it's easy to get sucked up into all of that. Like, people, even if you do see them being happy and they going through some amazing looking shit that looks like, you don't know the work it takes. Like, that shit takes a fight to be happy, like to really be settled and finally just forget everything that may have been done to you in the past to be able to move forward. That shit is a battle, yo. You'll be fighting with yourself more than anyone else, and that's like the biggest fight ever. When you're battling with yourself, that shit is a fight that nobody can understand. Like, when you really, really got to get in the ring with you and figure out some shit that's going to, you know, set the tone for your future and your foundation and what's best for you, what's best for your children, and all of that kind of stuff. People really don't see those things, and they really don't think about that. They just think you can just wake up happy and things are just perfect, and it's just not like that. It's really a battle. It's really, really a fight to really get in there and get in there with yourself, and then you got to get in there with the person you love, and y'all got to work out y'all shit. But it's really, you know, I try to take breaks from social media, especially Instagram, Facebooks, and stuff like that, and just chill out now, because that I get clouded by things that I see. But it's just so much, just like the shit is just fake and it's just in your face and everybody is sucking it up. Like, I really don't want to be absorbing that shit, so I just take a break for it for myself. But I can definitely see, like, all around with music, games, you know, TVs, things that we watch, things that we even read, everything is like, it has an influence, and a lot of people are influenced by a lot of this stupid shit.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely like hitting a moving target, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's definitely a new addiction amongst society and shit today. Because, man, I know folks that run their keys and wallets or their keys to their house or their car before they get their phone. So, shit.
I mean, it's real, but, you know, I mean, either you can gotta, like, you know how to separate the two or shit, you just be caught off up in the matrix with that shit.
Jalil, I'm gonna talk to you about that PTR later.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I have girls, so I have a son too, but I have 5 girls, so I'm just waiting for the day where we really have those relationship talks and just discussing things, because it's going to be rough out here in the future. Like, the way dating in society and this new generation is just going now, like, it's going to be crazy. So I got to make sure they're prepared for heartbreak and just, you know, being able to walk away when they're not completely happy or when someone's not treating them right. I don't want them to settle for anything. So we're going to have some good talks regarding that soon. Where did everybody go? This room got a little bit empty. You guys here?
I'm just sitting back listening. Appreciate y'all for letting me be in here listening to the good combo y'all having. It's loud in my background, so I ain't really saying nothing. I'm at work at the moment, but shout out to y'all, Sister Club. Sister Cole, Clubhouse, my phone. I'm just sitting back and listening at the moment.
Thanks. We appreciate you for being here. Hey. Bang, what's going on? You good? It must be, oh, my baby fell. Hold on.
Man, what happened? Where everybody go at?
My baby just fell, my 2-year-old. But everybody cleared up. I don't know where they went. Is something going on in the big room?
What? It must be on
there. I don't know. Y'all conversation was good. I don't know where everybody went to.
I'm guessing something must have happened in the big room. That's usually when everybody leaves. I don't know. Rosetta, what's going on? Everybody left.
Wack is in. Hold on. The ops room. Everybody went over there, but he got a phone call, so he's not in there no more. But what's his name? Cino was over there. Talking hella shit, and I was going back and forth with them, but it looked like he left too.
Oh god, they've been having mess in their room all week, girl. I don't really go in there because I don't know who it is.
The ops?
I know, right? Clearly. But I don't know if it's our ops or, you know. I
only go in there when I see other people from the room in there. I don't go in there by myself.
I know, that's right, girl. They is crazy in there, honey.
Yeah.
They like to scrap. Let me
see. It's just crazy how she then came back to the app like nothing happened with her light-skinned picture.
And causing all this ruckus, girl. Oh, my gosh. She been causing ruckus since she been back. Like, you come back like this?
Right, and I think it's because I know she knows who she is, but her voice is just so fucking irritating now. Like, I mean, it was irritating before. I really never liked her when she redid The Room. Like, she women don't be that hard. Like, so I always thought she was fake with the reset, but I don't know. She's just hella irritating.
Yeah, she got that Bronx energy for sure. That's for sure right about her. But you know, it's like you coming on here, you being messy. Like, it's like, did you yeah, lesson from last time or no?
Right, because she had told, what's his name, GC Miyake, that he got her page clip. I think she's just saying that to have a subject to come back to. Why would somebody want to clip her account?
Yeah, and it seemed like Miyake be kind of playing the 50 a little bit. Gotta watch him.
A lot bit.
And I tried to tell him that, but, you know,
I sat in there and listened after everybody left, and it was some guy claiming he was from where Wack is from, and he was talking hella shit about Wack, and Miyake said, you know, I hate to be sounding like I'm on Wack's team, but he said something trying to defend Wack, but he just sat there and let them just go off. They went off for like 10 minutes talking about Wack, and he didn't say nothing.
Yeah, he let people come in his room and take over the stage and just say whatever they want, and he don't be checking that shit. And to me, it's like, is this your club or who? Like, you just let people come in here and do what they want.
Yeah, they definitely took over his club, for sure.
He the fall guy when Wack find out and it's in his room, like, we coming straight to you about it. And he don't...
Right. And he goes, oh, I was asleep. Oh, I left. Oh, whatever. Like, no, you were in the room this time.
Okay. And your mic was open. You was talking. Like, we seen it.
Right. It's crazy. This whole app is crazy.
But that room they had today, I screenshotted that whole stage, like, cause I don't, just in case somebody coming there trying to be like, oh, hey, y'all, no, you was in that room on stage with your mic open talking shit, so we not doing that. Did it? Yeah, they dipped out. Let me check this hole. You good, boo? I'm like, where everybody went? I done backchanneled them like, hello?
Oh, I saw. That's what I clicked on. Like, oh, I hope she's not in there by herself. I don't see why it came back. Everybody is just scattered everywhere.
Sino is in Goo Gang right now, so you know he in there popping junk.
Yeah. Have you talked to Nikki?
Who, Nurse Nikki?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't really talk to her. I'll talk to her if I see her in the room, but I haven't seen her in a couple days.
Oh, yeah. You know, her and Mike got into it. I haven't seen her since then.
Her and Wack?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't seen her in a couple days, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I seen her in other rooms yesterday, but she never came into the main room.
What? I hope that don't mean she's gone, too.
Yeah, it sounded like maybe. I think she's just going to try to let it die down and come back. But he was really, really upset. and it was on the in the late night room, so the replays was off.
Oh, it was in the morning room. Oh, yeah, you know, once the replays dead, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know where everybody's just scattered all around.
So do they want to close this one or what? Because we literally...
Yeah, I think we should. I mean, we just sitting here.
Yeah. I'm going to tell them that we closed.
That's another good room to go to. Like, well, y'all here now? I was enjoying the conversation. And y'all about to leave me by myself.
Oh, no. Are you new to the app or have you been here?
Yeah, like, I'm just new to the app. Like, I don't have a home. I'm just a free agent.
Well, he said, I don't have a home.
I'm just a free agent. I just like to listen to like-minded people and, you know, somebody told me something and I clicked in and I think I added a couple of y'all or one of y'all or three of y'all. Or, I don't know. I just added some people from another room they told me to add. And
whatever. Oh, yeah, definitely follow us. We'll be in all the good rooms.
Yeah, because when y'all were just talking about the, I think her name is Nikki. Like, I was in there listening to that. Some with a ghoul or something. I don't know. But I was in there listening to some stuff. Yeah, yesterday. And then I was waiting on the morning show to come, and the morning show never came. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, they haven't.
Yeah, this helped me get through work and just, you know, just to listen to other intelligent people.
Yeah.
See, you know, what their thoughts is about search. You know, home being away.
Well, yeah, definitely follow us, and we'll lead you to the good stuff.
Yeah, they opened the morning room late today, but it's open now.
Yes.
I think I'm following this room. I mean, I keep, well, it is a room. That's just the code. Yeah,
follow the house so you can come in every time we open a room here.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, we try to open like once a week, twice a week, depending on the subjects we get.
Yeah, if it bing my phone, I'm in.
All right, well, it was nice meeting you. You don't in the room, Tim?
Yeah, my mute button be stuck. Sometimes it unmutes, sometimes it don't. But yeah, I'll close and just tell them I closed it.
Okay. See you in the app.
All right, cool.
All right.